That was the Duke Ellington Band with Johnny Hodges playing Blood Count.
On 88.5 KPLU, it's evening jazz time. I'm Abe Beeson. You know me. But that voice you just heard, Adam Zachariah, he's a 17-year-old senior at Meadowdale High School. Terrific tenor sax player. He also plays some clarinet, a little bit of piano here and there. And he's also working a lot recently with the Seattle Jazz Ed Band. He was live in our studios just this past spring with the Meadowdale High School Jazz Combo with their guest Michael Van Beber. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the first time you realized that you really loved music.
Really, my two favorite songs growing up were Voodoo Child and Hallelujah, I Love Her So. And so I listened to all of that, and I really loved the music. And I think the first time I really knew music was for me, I would be riding with my mom, and she would play Hallelujah, I Love Her So over and over again. I would just be knocking on the car window along with it. And it was always just a big part of my life.
Now, how did you get to jazz?
Actually, my grandfather had been a professional pianist. He played with Peggy Lee, with Eddie Fisher, with Jimmy Rogers, and so
wow.
I never got to know him, but my mother always listened to jazz around me, and so that was kind of a part of it. And then did a school project on Thelonious Monk when I was 6, because he had the greatest name ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the time I was starting to play piano. I was taking classical piano lessons, and I liked doing it, but I realized at one point that my etudes did not sound like Thelonious Monk. But luckily, I had a great teacher who was great. He knew I was interested in jazz, and so he helped me find the books that taught a little bit of jazz. He would help me listen to it and find what artists were good to hear. And that's kind of where it all began.
You're playing piano and doing Monk tunes. How'd you get sax?
That was all through Ray of Charles. Hearing David Fathead Newman playing with that band with that big growly sound, I just loved the saxophone. So when I got into sixth grade, they told me, yeah, you can play saxophone next year if you play clarinet. So I went through the year of clarinet, and then sixth grade, that was the year I grabbed the saxophone, and it kind of all began.
We've got a piece from Dexter Gordon here from around 1960 on his album Go, which is one of my favorites. Tell us a little bit about your love of Dexter Gordon.
I can't remember the first song of his I ever heard, but his sound is just, it's a big, powerful, very authoritative sound. And especially on ballads, it's very beautiful. This is, in my opinion, his best ballad. Here's Dexter Gordon on Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you.
88.5 KPLU. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
That was Avishai Cohen's Smash off his album Continua from 2002.
On 88.5 KPLU. It's Evening Jazz with our special School of Jazz guest DJ, Adam Zachariah, a senior tenor sax player out of Meadowdale High School's jazz band. In fact, their jazz combo played that song live in our studios earlier this year. I highly encourage you to go check out the studio sessions and the School of Jazz, schoolofjazz.org. You guys nailed that song live in the studios. What was that like getting ready for the studio session with your mentor, Michael Van Beber?
That was probably one of my best musical memories. I mean, we tried out for it, and then we didn't hear anything for months. It kind of slipped out of our minds, but when we heard we'd made it, and we were excited, we didn't really know what it meant. But then Michael Van Beber came in, and we had some great rehearsals with him. He really showed us a lot. He really brought a lot to the group. And then getting ready, we were all nervous, but we'd been playing these pieces. I mean, Smash was one we'd had for months and months. It was probably our favorite piece of the year. And so we were very excited coming in here, and it was just a fantastic experience.
And it was really exciting to hear you guys play a modern jazz piece like that one from Avishai Cohen. I wonder if you have an idea of where jazz is going in the future. I know, one of the easiest questions in the world.
Oh, yeah. Just lately, I've been getting more into more progressive, more contemporary music through our combo, through a jazz-ed ensemble with Wayne Horvitz. And a lot of this seems to me not just changing the music itself, but getting people who don't think about jazz at all or just think of it as swing music from the 20s and 30s to really hear it first and kind of create an idea for themselves.
Joshua Redman's Elastic Band next.
With Sam Yahel on piano, Brian Blade on drums, Can a Good Thing Last Forever on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. Hey, this is Joshua Redman, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU.
When I never knew at the moment, love was just an interlude. I thrill as your arms would unfold me. A kiss of surrender says the mood. Then heaven fell down when you told me love's a passing interlude. The magic was unsurpassed, too good to last. The magic my heart once knew is dressed in blue. The shadow of night all around me, I walk in a moonlight solitude. When I thought romance really found me, love was just an interlude.
That was Oscar Peterson on Hymn to Freedom off his album Night Train.
On 88.5 KPLU, streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Adam Zachariah, our School of Jazz guest DJ, has taken over Evening Jazz for the 8 o'clock hour. My name's Abe Beeson. We also heard Jamie Cullum doing the title song from his recent jazz album Interlude, a.k.a. A Night in Tunisia. And Joshua Redman's Elastic Band started off. Can a good thing last forever? Still to come, we got Wayne Horvitz Band, Dave Brubeck, Ellington returns with John Coltrane, and a great tune from Wynton Marsalis coming up next. Adam, you play with the Meadowdale High School Jazz Band, and the combo was live in our studios this spring. It's a fantastic group of jazz musicians. And you also are working with the Seattle Jazz Ed program. Tell me what led you to that.
It was the summer before my freshman year of high school, and I heard about a program through my sax teacher called their Jazz Ambassadors. And so I came to that. It was led by a great drummer, Aaron Walker Loud, and they really gave me the opportunity to kind of start leading myself. It really got me started with thinking about what do I want to do, not just what does the director put in front of me. And it turned out they had a bit of a deficit for tenor players. So I ended up playing a first tenor in Clarence Acox's Seattle Jazz Ed group, which was just a giant step up. I mean, I got to meet players from Garfield, from Roosevelt, from Terrace, who were just much older from a much higher level, and kind of befriend them, start playing at this higher level. It really gave me the opportunity to hear some players who I could really look up to. It was fantastic.
You're planning on studying music in college?
I am, yeah. I don't know about as a major, but I know that music's always going to be part of my life, so it's got to be part of my college or I'll go crazy. And I just sent out my application to Tulane in New Orleans, so I figure there are worse places to study jazz than New Orleans.
a few worse places, yeah. Yeah. Wynton Marsalis has some talented folks around him next, and we're going to hear his combo from the record He and She, a song that's very near and dear to your heart. Tell us about this one, Adam.
I was about 12 years old, and my father had just given me his old iPod Nano. My mother gave me one of those cards with a free download, and it was Schoolboy. And that was, for a long time, the only song on that iPod. And I'd listen to it again and again, hundreds and hundreds of times. And I couldn't put my finger on what it was about it, but it was just something about the way the lines moved together, how the piano would interact with the drums, how the two horns would interact. It was really a conversation. And that's when I really just decided jazz is what's for me.
Well, let's hear it now. Here's Wynton Marsalis and his band.
This is Schoolboy on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you.
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool, uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
It's uncool to let anybody know your uncle is a registered pharmacist. And it is uncool to wear shades after sunset, you know, unless you should be wearing shades after sunset. You know, in which case it is uncool to take them off.
88.5 KPLU.
That was Wayne Horvitz's band off the title track on his new album, Some Places a Forever Afternoon.
You're listening to Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU. We also got Dave Brubeck's quartet in there with Three to Get Ready, and Wynton Marsalis and the band led the set with Schoolboy from the album He and She. That's Adam Zachariah. He's a senior saxophone player at Meadowdale's High School Jazz Band, also working with Seattle Jazz Ed, which includes Wayne Horvitz. Adam, tell me about working with Wayne's band.
With Jazz Ed, I'd spent 2 years, you know, in a kind of more traditional big band under Clarence Acocks, which I really enjoyed. But at our concerts, I'd see this group playing, and they'd have a violin playing with them, maybe a couple guitars, a weird number of horns. And the music they play was just really striking. A lot of it is improvised as a group. A lot of it isn't really set. The format's completely different. It really made me kind of reconsider what music I liked listening to and why. And I learned so much and grew a lot as an improviser.
Adam Zachariah is our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight. Adam, we're running out of time. We got time for one more song. We've heard some really great modern jazz pieces. Wayne Horvitz there. We heard Joshua Redman's Elastic Band, bassist Avishai Cohen's group earlier. And up next, we've got one of the all-time great standards. I wonder if you could tell us why standards are still cool.
I really compare the standards to kind of the literature that we would read in school. I mean, writing has evolved so much the same way that music has, but I don't think there's ever going to come the time when reading Great Gatsby isn't an important thing. And I'm never going to stop playing In a Sentimental Mood. I mean, these pieces that are written in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, they're still relevant because you can take a completely different interpretation of it. And any artist can hear a standard and think, this is what this makes me think of. I'm going to play it like that. And I think that's what's really beautiful about standards, is they're kind of the language that everybody can speak in jazz.
Adam Zachariah, our School of Jazz guest DJ, the senior tenor sax player out of Meadowdale High School. You'll also find him playing with the Seattle Jazz Ed Band. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a delight.
Thank you.
And here it is, one last song.
This is Duke Ellington and John Coltrane on In a Sentimental Mood in 88.5 KPLU.